Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Holy Fathers appoint the remembrance of St. John the Latter. And on this particular Sunday in Great Lent, the Feast of the Holy Annunciation falls on the same day, and so the Annunciation takes precedence, as it were. And so it is when we look back at the scriptural witness that we have received. We begin, of course, with creation. And when, as each day progressed, and as God created the world, he always said, he said, and it was good, or it was beautiful. And I think that when we look out at the natural world with eyes of faith, that our eyes see the natural beauty, but with faith they rise up and they see the glory of God. Because the glory of God, St. Paul clearly said in the beginning of Romans, is reflected in the created order. However, we have the creation of Adam and Eve, and they were created in the image and likeness of God, and given dominion over all things. And what a beautiful image this is, because it is really the revelation of the kingdom of God, which is preached throughout the Savior's ministry. They had dominion in the sense in which they laid all care upon God. And St. John of Damascus says this very beautifully. They held up their arms in prayer, and the light of God came down upon them and entered into their heart and then radiated out from their heart. And in the presence of that light, all things were in order according to God's plan. And this, of course, is a magnificent and beautiful image that we have been given. To understand, in reality, who we are as men and women in the created order. That is, we are those who were created to mediate the kingdom of God and to have dominion, spiritual dominion, which also had, obviously, physical fruits, and to mediate this. Then, of course, we learn about the fall and how Satan deceived Adam and Eve in the garden. And in this deceit, they fell. And basically what happened is the very Holy Spirit that had been given them to have dominion withdrew, and the spirit of darkness and iniquity entered in. And this became the condition of man, living in darkness and in death. And we see through the whole Old Testament how our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ continuously gave hope to the children of Israel. And he did it with abundant love. And the acts of his love are absolutely apparent. But here we have now this great transition from the old to the new. And the necessary event was the annunciation, or the announcing of the incarnation of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it is, the Holy Spirit came upon the Virgin through the hand of the Archangel Gabriel. And she was amazed. It says in the Gospel, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Because the greeting was, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary." And the tradition is that the word Mary means beloved. "Do not be afraid, beloved. For you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son. and shall call his name Jesus. And in the word, Jesus comes from Joshua, which means God is revealed. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be unto me according to thy word." And I think in these verses, we see, of course, the incredible and unfathomable mystery. And yet we see also, of course, the absolute glory and mercy of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Here, fallen man through whom darkness was working, and in whom darkness is working, whose destiny was eternal death. And our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who created man in his image and likeness, now set about restoring him to his image and likeness. And we have a virgin, the Virgin Mary. And the Holy Spirit comes to her, and she conceives. And what this means is that she, being the mother in the flesh, and the God the Father working through the Holy Spirit, with the annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel, brings about conception, miraculously. And once again, man, through the Virgin, is united to God, through our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And so it is. This is the beginning, as it were, the real beginning of our salvation. And it's a mystery that is beyond mysteries. And it is, we're unable to understand. And yet, when we look around in the world in which we live, we are very, very acutely aware of the darkness and the evil and the sin that reigns in the world and seems to be expanding. And here's the solution. And it's not only a solution in the sense in which it's an abstract concept which we believe. Yes, we believe it. But it is a reality. And the question always is, how can we participate fully in this mystery? How can we become godlike in the image of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ? How can the image of God be restored in us? And we should ponder. When we ponder this, we can look up and glorify God. But we must look inwardly and consider our own condition. And say, "Lord, I receive your gospel. I hear your words. I bear witness to the miracle of the incarnation. Allow me to receive this gift in my own heart." Brothers and sisters in Christ our God, this whole event is about our salvation. Yes, it's about the birth of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the means and the way to salvation, but it's about our salvation. And as we continue on with our Holy and Great Lent, this week we have the Great Canon and reading the life of St. Mary of Egypt, and on Wednesday night we celebrate this starting at 6:30. And it's an amazing canon of repentance, because we must look within. And there's a great delusion in religion. And the delusion is that if I have the exact expression and enunciation of the faith, I'm saved. This is a great delusion. Because salvation, yes, we must have that faith, as it has been exactly preserved by the Holy Spirit through the fathers and through the doctrines of the church. But that faith must be a living reality within our hearts. Because what saves us really is our faith and our devotion to our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And on this day, we glorify the Most Holy Mother of God. What words can we say? What thoughts can we have to give appropriate and complete glory to the Most Holy Mother of God, who, by God's destiny for sure, but nevertheless by her own consent, became the vehicle of the Incarnation, that we could once again have the image of God restored in us by trying to the best of our ability, with the instruction of the Holy Church and through the divine services and the teachings and particularly through the sacraments of the Church, that we could be, the image of God could be restored in us, and that we could become Christ-like. Brothers and sisters, let us make, as it were, a very clear decision to devote our lives to the life of salvation, which comes through struggle against our own passions, and also comes, of course, through embracing the truths of salvation. And let us, we have three more weeks, I think. Is it this week? Next week? Yeah, three more weeks. And I know that the tendency is we enter into Great Lent with great enthusiasm, and we keep the fast, and we do everything just about right. And it's about this point, which is essentially the midpoint, that we start to relax. And because we're getting tired, and the journey is difficult, and we are becoming encumbered by the wonderful new spring weather that we've yearned for. We're distracted by the things that we can do in this nice, if it were cold and rainy, it would be so easy to stay home and say our prayers and devote ourselves to the life that Christ has given us for salvation. But I'm urging you, let us turn inwardly. Let us pray every morning and night. Let us use the Jesus Prayer continuously. And let us attend every service that we possibly can attend, so that we may be prepared to enter into the glorious resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ and experience, can you imagine, from the very beginning to the end, to experience from the Annunciation to the resurrection, and experience the glory of our Lord in our own hearts and minds and in our lives. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.